This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is William Fear, F-E-A-R, William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Date of birth is 7, date of birth is 7/30/1941. Date of service, /7/20/2022. Mr. Fear. Is it very pleasant? ~80-year-old male who was recently discharged from the facility. He was at his home when he was complaining of left shoulder pain. He presented to the emergency room with pain in his shoulder as well as redness at the site of the recent surgery. He denied any fever or chills. He was treated for subdeltoid abscess, which grew serratia. Patient was admitted to the hospital with infected left shoulder after recent rotator cuff surgery. Orthopedic was consulted. Was continued on his other medications. Patient underwent incision and drainage of the left shoulder by orthopedic. ~50 cc of necrotic tissue and old hematoma was expressed, purulence intermixed with thin tissue and hematoma. These were sent for aerobic and anaerobic cultures. The wound was irrigated and debrided. The wound appeared to be free of further necrotic tissue, was then closed with interrupted horizontal mattress nylon sutures. Dressing was done. Patient was subsequently doing better, was continued on IV antibiotics. Patient also did develop COVID-19 infection. He did not require oxygen. His PCR was positive. He did have some urinary retention issues for which he was placed on Flomax and finasteride. Foley was placed. Recommended urology follow-up as outpatient. The rest of his medical issues were stable. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the table for rehabilitation. At the present time, he does complain of some pain in his shoulder. Otherwise, he's been feeling good. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitation. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. That's medical history. Has been significant hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Gout, occipital neuralgia, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, COPD, COVID-19 infection, chronic atrial fibrillation, hypothyroidism, coronary artery disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, complete heart block, status post-permanent pacemaker placement. Past surgical history has been significant left shoulder rotator cuff surgery, complicated by abscess formation, cataract surgery, transurethral resection of the prostate, tonsillectomy, permanent pacemaker placement, CABG, cardiac valve repair, vasectomy, allergies to silicone, silk, metformin, metoprolol, aldactone, tetracycline, triamcinolone. Social history. Smoking, he stopped in 1966. Alcohol, none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary. He does have history of MI, he does have history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG, history of congestive heart failure, as well as hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, does have history of COPD. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied to urinary, does have history of BPH, status post TURP, history of urinary retention, status post Foley catheter. Neurological, he denies any history of TIE or CVA, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pain, history of left shoulder surgery, status post abscess formation, status post IND. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. HENT examination was normal. Pupils weakly round and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit. No thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Left shoulder with dressing in place. Impression. Number one. Left shoulder. Left shoulder abscess, status post infected hematoma, brain status post IND, next non-severe COVID-19 infection, next acute and chronic kidney disease, next chronic hyponatremia, next acute and chronic urinary retention, next chronic congestive heart failure. Hypertension, history of coronary artery disease, history of atrial fibrillation, history of anemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, next COPD, next DJD, next hypothyroidism. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about its symptoms. He'll continue current medications. He'll follow up with his surgeon. He'll follow up with his infectious disease doctor. Continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Mary Lou Kramer. K-R-A-M-E-R, Mary Lou. M-A-R-Y, Lou, L-O-U. Date of birth is 2/11/1937. Date of service is 7/22/2022. Ms. Kramer is a very pleasant. 85-year-old female. Who was a resident at the Legacy Unit at Willow the Towels. She suffered a fall, was having significant pain. She was sent to the emergency room. She was having significant pain. She was with right hip fracture. She underwent surgery. She was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Below the Table for rehabilitation. At the present time, she is pleasantly confused, denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for dementia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease, history of cardiac arrhythmia. Past surgical history has been significant for hip surgery, C-section, and appendectomy. Allergies to gluten and penicillin and lactose. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. History of cardiac arrhythmia, hypertension, respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, pleasantly confused, history of dementia. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed as documented in HR, HEENT examination was normal, pupils were round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bulk sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Impression, number one, status post-fall, next right hip fracture, status post-surgery. Next dementia, next hypertension, next DJD. Transplant patients admit to Below the Towel, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue current medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Norman Snyder, S-N-I-D-E-R, Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N. Date of birth is 11/13/1955. Date of service is 7/25/2022. Mr. Snyder. Very pleasant, 66-year-old male who was sent from the hospital, from Willows to the hospital because of not feeling well. He was admitted to the hospital. He was admitted with bronchitis versus COPD, exacerbation versus pneumonia. It was felt to be an acute hypoxic respiratory failure, secondary to acute and chronic diastolic congestive heart failure. He was given IV Bumex, diuresed. Cardiology was consulted. He was continued on IV antibiotics for his right-sided infected prosthetic hip, joint status post removal with washout and a spacer placement. He was seen by infectious diseases who continued him on IV vancomycin. Continue other medications. He was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, he said that he's feeling better. He feels weak. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, for details of past medical history, surgical history, social history, medication, see chart. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal swelling, left lower extremity, right below knee amputation. Impression, number one, viral upper respiratory infection / bronchitis. Questionable pneumonia. Next, a congestive heart failure, acute and chronic. Next, hyponatremia. Next, right prosthetic joint infection. Next, acute and chronic kidney disease. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, anxiety. Next, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, degenerative joint disease. Pre-implant patients admit to below the towel. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue current medications. Encourage to drink enough fluids. Will monitor his progress. Will monitor his weights. Continue other medications. Will check on his labs. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Period. End of dictation.